This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's my review.
You said something. There's not enough action until the end of the movie.
No, he hasn't become.
You when you first watched?
It just takes you through his story. Like, why he is the way he is. I get it. He had a tough childhood, you know, and his mom was sick, or maybe she was dating Bruce Wayne's folks. They insinuate, perhaps, in this movie that Batman and Joker are brothers.
Joaquin's best role was that, because he won the Oscar?
That was great, but didn't he do the Johnny Cash
Walk the Line?
Yeah, that was great.
I can watch that anytime.
Yeah,
because he's so good as Johnny.
Yeah. Anyway, what I worry about is I hope that Memphis and Mayhem is. I hope that Barbecue Fest was rescheduled for that weekend as well.
You ever see his brother in Stand By Me?
I have not seen that.
Okay.
I have not seen
that's
that.
That's one you want to see.
River, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I have not. Obviously, I've heard a lot about that movie, but I have not.
I had one of the Coreys in it too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Feldman or Haim? I can't remember. I think it's Feldman.
Was that a Stephen King novel?
I believe it might have been.
Okay, yeah, I think that.
And like Dreyfus is narrating it.
Yeah.
Four white boys in the forest going to look for a dead body.
Four white boys in the forest.
And the black version of this was literally Boys in the Hood. You know, years later, it was four guys going to look at a dead body. His friend's going to look at a dead body.
Is that, I mean, scientifically accepted?
Heck no, it's not scientific.
That Boys in the Hood is the black version of Stand By Me.
I mean, dude, it was four white boys going to see a dead body. They'd been hit by a train in Stand By Me. And years later, we got... What was real in Compton and South Central was four dudes going to see a dead body. If it was four, I think it was three or four kids.
Oh, okay.
So
there are similarities.
Now, others wouldn't draw that deep, John, but I would. And I did see Stand By Me. I saw them, both of them, great movies.
But there's no scene that compares to Ricky, though, in Stand By Me, right? There's no scene that you would say compares, or is there?
Well, they're running from a train in Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Ricky's running from bullets.
That's right. Ricky! What's iconic?
And in Stand By Me, it's trained.
Okay, well, I mean, yes. You have drawn some real parallels today.
Well, I'm a movie buff, as you know.
Just, wow.
You know, 1985 to 1999.
I'm going to buy it.
On the movie buff.
I'm going to buy it.
Thank you.
I'm going to buy that Boys in the Hood was the African-American adaptation, loosely, of Stand By Me. I'm going to buy it.
Y'all were in the forest.
Yes.
We were in the streets.
Okay. All right. We will come back. We have a lot to get to in the rundown, including a side effect that is absolutely disgusting of the coronavirus. Not health-wise, but what it could mean around your home. Lots to get to when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life. And he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best. Best Care Home Services.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss. Getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of four flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Frontier Western Store is proud to announce their t-shirt sale is back. All regularly priced novelty t-shirts are buy one, get a second one half price. Tons of new prints by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, and Puppy Love, as well as men's tees by Live Oak and Hey Bo are included. Frontier's women's boutique is loaded with new styles and colors and current trends of tops, tunics, and dresses. And most are just $14.99. Available small to 3X. While you're there, be sure to check out Frontier's world-famous boot showroom. Shop thousands of boots year-round that are in stock, ready to try on and take home. Shop at a local store with excellent local service. With their extensive selection of dress and work boots, you are certain to find your next favorite pair. Frontier receives new styles and restocks daily from all the largest bootmakers. Dan Post, Durango, Rocky, Ariat, and many more. Available in men's, women's, or children's. Outfit the entire family. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's quarantine COVID-19 information station.
I'm Sue Aller with the Radio.com news update. With over 143,000 cases of coronavirus in the United States, healthcare workers are still lacking PPE, personal protective equipment, especially the N95 mask. The U.S. Navy Hospital Comfort Ship arrived in New York City today and will provide relief to the city's overwhelmed hospitals. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has instituted a stay-at-home directive that will go into effect at 8 p.m. Vermont Governor Phil Scott announced a new order that tells anyone who enters Vermont from another state to self-quarantine quarantine for 14 days. Macy's is furloughing a majority of its 125,000 employees. Macy's stock fell 3%, and it's down 70% for the year. And a painting by Vincent van Gogh was stolen overnight from a Dutch museum that was closed for the COVID-19 epidemic. For the latest local and national news, head to radio.com/coronavirus or download the radio.
Giving you all the news, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South, live and local. This is 92.9 FM, ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected.
Take me around the world and back again.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Fitz is going to join us at 12:25. Every around this time, though, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So as we are continuing to see the impact of COVID-19 and the way that it's impacting our daily life, the way that it's changing, obviously the way we do things. And, of course, it's resulting in job loss and wage loss and everything like that. It feels like everybody has been hit one way or another. Gannett is the latest. Gannett obviously owns the Commercial Appeal here in Memphis. And Gannett has advised in a memo to staff this morning that it's going to be instituting furloughs and other cost reductions in response to big advertising declines. Basically, what this boils down to is that employees who make over 38 grand are going to have to be asked and will have to take a week off a month without pay. That's for the month of April, for the month of May, and for the month of June. So that is, there are worse things in the world, of course. A one-week furlough, obviously being laid off. There are people who are being laid off in this country every day. I saw a report today that estimated that we could see unemployment rates of 32% in this country, which is just scary and nightmarish. And hopefully the stimulus that's being instituted in the small business loans will help mitigate that in some way. I'm hopeful that they will. But everybody's being impacted by this. And sadly, I mean, one of the first things that goes in a crisis like this is the advertising dollars. And that's why we appreciate, on our airwaves, those businesses who have remained loyal.
Yes.
Because this is a time when we need each other more than ever. I really do believe that. And it stinks for, we know that Gannett is crippled anyway, right? We know that they are a financially hamstrung company to begin with. So really, they probably were just looking for the first reason to cut back.
That industry.
Yeah. The newspaper industry, this has been going on for, a decade, right? I mean, this has been going on for...
Not just Gannett.
Did you ever work for Gannett?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. I got out beforehand.
You
pulled me over here beforehand.
How long had it happened?
Maybe a year, because they'd gotten it from Journal Media Group, who'd gotten it from Scripps. So I'd been through a couple of transitions and been through both transitions before.
And
it was changing as it was,
Right.
Because, again, you're coming in, you're the USA Today model.
Yes.
And that's what was changing, was that sort of that, well, how much, let's get everything streamlined, right? We're going to run state news. And you guys saw it. You'd get stuff out of Nashville from Memphis. The sort of, they've had to put the focus back on. And I tell you what, the start of the Daily Memphian was one of the reasons they had to.
Yep.
But you saw the sort of going away from local news, let's do more state, let's streamline things the USA Today way, and that's not what Memphians want. And that's sort of why the Daily Memphian, it is why it sprung up.
Yep.
It's forced the Commercial Appeal to go back to a local focus on news. And to that point, man, advertisers at this point right now, you can't guarantee them. Folks are picking up your newspapers that they're reading you online. That point, I this did come up over the weekend, got me to thinking though. I wonder this: can television say the same thing? Can television charge more now? In some instances, because we are watching what feels like to me naively from the outside looking in, looks like to me we're watching more of it. CNN's through the roof right now. I'm sure their ratings. That's what we do typically. We're isolated in our homes. We've got the television on. Would their ad rates not? Could they not push theirs up? Because you would feel like, for most of these companies, obviously, you're tightening your budget. Mm-hmm. And part of that's going to be tightening the advertising. But if you were looking to maximize your dollar, would that not be the place to put it right now? Because aren't most Americans still at home watching television, if not more television, because of all this? And as a result, again, just think on top of my head, would that not allow television stations to push up the rates in terms of ads? Because you figure that's where it's all gone, right, in terms of that and I guess what we're doing on our phones. But, again, that's from site to site. And, again, we go from Gannett site to something else. You can't guarantee I'm going to be there forever and even see your ad. But with television, it feels like there's been maybe an opportunity there for them. We've seen in some of these things, you know, Amazon right now, it can't fill the orders. And some of this corona stuff, it's gone the other way. And so I just wonder with that, if there's for television, if it's been a boon. You know what I'm saying?
It is not. And the reason is because even though ratings are up big, right, because all we're doing is watching TV, it still doesn't offset or mitigate the loss of revenue that, for example, I mean.
Companies are still tightening the belt.
Exactly. Airlines.
Oh, I get that overall.
Airlines can't advertise. They can't. I mean, they have no money. I mean, they have been absolutely crippled by this. I mean, it's staggering how hard they. So I see what you're saying.
TV's doing better, but there's no boom.
At the end of the day.
Because everybody's still tightening.
Exactly. At the end of the day, for you to be able to advertise and for you to need to advertise, you know, you got to have foot traffic. You got to have things going on.
I'll tell you why I ask. Because they're watching CNN, and there's one local commercial that keeps coming on. It's for the Reeves Law Firm. And the Reeves Law Firm, as far as I know, is local. I've seen the guy that's at the head of that law firm, or at least does the commercials for him, down at Grizzlies games. I don't know him myself, but I've seen him. And he's got three or four that are almost PSAs more so than commercials or ads right now about the coronavirus. And it looks like he's with a young brother, looks like might be his son or something, and he's talking about coronavirus. But he's put these on CNN. And again, it's the only local commercial. Because typically you're going to see a bunch of national commercials, obviously, CNN. It's the only local one I see. And I thought to myself, well, there's a brother that knows folks are watching CNN. And okay, he's putting his advertising dollar at a time.
Yep.
Guess where most of us are tightening up. He's putting his on CNN. And in that instance, again, most of these are PSAs. They're informational. What should we do? Wash your hands, that kind of stuff. Stay off Facebook. But I just want – there's an opportunity where more eyes are on him. Again, this is a Reeves Law Firm thing, and here's a situation where he's actually maximizing his advertising dollar, it felt like. But to your point, I get it. Overall, most businesses can't afford to push it up, right?
Yep.
And so there is no boon in terms of all of a sudden there's all these advertising dollars coming in for television. No, it's still a time where most folks are deciding, you know what, we're shutting down advertising right now because we just want to be able to pay our people.
So, for example, right, like I know, you know, and I'll just, you know, there are car dealerships right now who have pulled all advertising, TV and radio, because
they are not selling cars.
Exactly. Right? I mean, because people are being told not to leave their house, you know? So again, this will come back. Okay. I firmly believe that once we are able to contain this thing and lift the restrictions, people will get back to work. They'll continue to buy things.
Oh, yeah. They're going to use
consumer confidence
money,
will return.
Sure.
Cause you got to spend listen, I mean, we're saving so much money. Like, I mean, the American people, for the most part,
those that have kept their jobs.
Yeah, because you just can't do anything. Like, there's nowhere to necessarily spend it, you know? I mean, it's different. It's different than it was 3-4 weeks ago, right? And people are going to be—
Eventually, that money will flow again.
You're going to be itching to spend it, you know? You're going to be itching, you know? So
yeah, I know. You're going to buy a Peloton.
If you haven't already, I've considered it, but it's too expensive.
That's what you're doing with your stimulus. You can afford it, you and Sam, with your stimulus money.
I don't want to. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not spending stimulus money on a Peloton. It's $2,000. It's $2,000, and
isn't that what it costs? It's perfect for you.
Yeah, it's
28-year-old. You both kept your job. You're fine. Don't feel guilty about it.
I'm not buying.
It'll help the economy. You're pumping money back in the economy.
Am I really helping the economy by buying a damn Peloton?
You and a bunch of guys your age going to do it. And that again. You're buying. That's
my
you're
man,
doing your part.
My man David Caffey does have a Peloton, but he bought it before all this went to. I just don't think it's wise right now to spend several thousand dollars on anything. I mean, I just you know have to be prudent.
We're
you
talking
have to be wise.
About on the comeback, John. We're not talking about doing it right now. If that's what your financial
well, on
advice
the comeback,
is,
I can just go back to the gym. You know, which is where I was going before all this. My gym's been closed. F45's been closed. You know, so I can't do that. I mean, the idea would be. I'll tell you what I thought about doing. I don't know if anybody out there can relate to this, but like I'm going crazy with, because I working out at home just don't do it for me. It feels weird, it feels odd, and I'm not able to get used to it. When
Peloton,
I'm at home,
fool.
when I'm at home,
having enough fun.
I just want to lay around. That's what I want to do at home. I've thought about getting a bike, like embracing my heritage as a white man and going out and buying a bike. That's what I've considered doing.
Yeah, my brother will do it. He'll ride straight from Cordova to downtown Memphis. It's unbelievable. I admire the mess out of it. I don't understand it. I can't.
Are bike shops considered essential business? Can I buy a bike?
Are they essential business?
I don't know. Are they? Like, is a bike shop considered an essential business?
Probably not.
I think, well, let's be honest. Everything in that memo was an essential business except barbershops. Pretty much everything got to stay open.
And that's the one thing. There's a lot of women running around here right now. You talking about the men that's not getting the shave-ups and the haircuts?
Ooh.
That's one thing. But women can't get their hair done right now, can't get to the beauty shop?
What's it looking like?
Bro, it's rough in them kitchens around here. You don't know what I'm talking about, but the kitchen in the back.
Are you wearing...
My wife, I can tell you plenty about it.
What is that?
It's rough at the kitchen?
Yes.
Well, for you, again, and I have to be very careful in this territory, but for my wife, we'll just use her as the example, right? And for many other women, the back, the hair that comes off the neck, that's back up under.
Yeah.
Right? You try to run your hand through that, you're going to get caught in the kitchen.
What the hell is, why do you call it the kitchen?
That's what the women call it, is the
why
kitchen.
Why is it called the kitchen?
Because a lot of business, a lot of work going on back there, bro.
What is it, what are you talking about? Is it like Jamal Murray's deal? I mean, what is that what it looks like?
Well, a lot of times you get your, again,
it looks like
you know
KD's
what a perm
hair?
Is, right?
Yes.
You're getting closer. That's where it could be at your nappiest, is up in your kitchen, which is underneath the permed level.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The hot combed level.
Okay.
Is the nappy level.
And normally, what is that, hidden?
Yeah, it can be hidden under the nice long hair in the back.
Okay.
Exactly. When you first get it done, you get your kitchen, it's worked or whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then as time goes on, right, and we continue to self-isolate and quarantine, that
it
kitchen
gets worse.
Gets nappier and nappier back there.
And you know what they
like,
say.
Like you said, it started to look like KD back there.
You know what they say. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That's right.
So are you getting out of the kitchen?
Well, dude, I don't go back there.
Okay. You don't. You don't rub your hands.
I'll just be real. A black woman ain't going to let you back there unless she just got your hair done. My wife's not going to let me back there unless she just got her hair done.
Okay. See, this is good. This is educational.
You want to run your fingers. Sam let you run your fingers through her hair all the time?
White women do not have a kitchen.
Unless there's some fritz going on back there that, again, they're hiding from you.
Okay.
But most time it's straight enough.
Yeah.
Right? They don't have to go out. That's the great. This is a kitchen, bro.
Yeah.
And, a black woman's not going to let you back there and put your hand in it unless it's done.
Okay. And what you're saying
not
is,
get it back.
Is that one of the bigger sort of impacts that COVID-19 is having is these kitchens are out of order.
Kitchen's out of order. It's hot back there. It's steaming hot in that kitchen because they can't get it done right now. And again,
you can't get mad at your wife.
The problem is, the mayor, you know, everybody's looking at him right now and saying, what about the beauty shop? What about the barber? And it's more the women in the beauty shop. Again, how do you do that without 6 feet? You gotta keep 6 feet. So unless you're going to have a robot doing your hair, and again, that robot's going to burn you.
It's
exactly.
Gonna burn
your hair, going to burn everything. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you can do.
Man, this is tough.
Got to get the hair done.
And you can't.
Got to get the kitchen fixed.
You got to get the kitchen fixed.
But we have to stay self-isolated, too. The best thing you got going is if you can do your own hair right now. But a lot of women ain't in that position.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, don't
consider yourself lucky.
And I'm assuming, I do. And I'm assuming that you can't really make a comment, right? You can't make a comment to Faith saying that, whew, that's out of control.
What am I going to do? Say, go get your hair done? No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You can't.
So
it's
you
already
just have
a touchy subject for women anyway. You don't touch on hair.
So let me ask you this, though. I mean, because
they'll tell you, well, give me some money to get it done then when you're talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's on you to get it done.
I'm learning a lot from you in this portion of the show, so let me just let,
Black
while
women
I'm here.
Get their hair done way more than white women, than your woman.
So is it?
Way more. I have to pay money, too.
Is it one of those
big
things
money.
Where you both understand what it is, but you can't speak on it? Right now, like you see it, she knows it's out of control, but you can't say anything about it because nobody can control. Is it one of those, or do you speak on it?
Let me tell you something. I'm really gonna school you on something. So back up in your chair, young man. When you marry a black woman, you realize that yes, you're marrying into a world that you're not gonna talk about with the hair.
Yeah.
Because you understand that a black woman's not gonna go to bed. Do you get this?
Yes.
Without a bonnet on her head.
Yes.
So there is no right, wake up in the middle of the night, run your hand through her hair. There's none of that.
There's a bonnet.
Because when it's done, right, they're protecting the doneness of it. You understand what
I'm saying? You paid to have it done.
Exactly.
When protect they wake up your in the morning, investment.
Them curls, that, all them curlers that are in there, that thing, they'll fall. You take them out, that it'll fall down into curls. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're protecting the investment. Exactly. And so at that point, John, as soon as you jump the broom, you realize hair off limits. Because you're not going to complain about her coming to bed with the
bonnet.
With the bonnet on.
She looks beautiful in the bonnet.
You better find a way to deal with it. And for us, it's different. Because, again, y'all can look at it. You look at it, and that might turn you on, right? You
a understand? Bonnet?
A woman's hair.
Oh.
Her wild, white hair. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Might be a turn-on for you.
Yeah.
If it's long or something. For us, if she's coming to bed and the lights are, you understand, you're going to bed afterwards, going to turn the lights off, a lot of times she's going to come with that bonnet. So you got to be able to tune that out. You understand what I'm saying? And focus.
Yes.
Again, not on the bonnet. And if running your finger through hair is your thing,
you're in a tough spot.
You're in a tough spot. It's not going to happen. So you take that. You understand that when you marry a black woman, you take that and apply it to hair and kitchens and all that. And, hey, honey, your hair's looking a little rough. Or, hey, this pandemic has got us. You've been down for 3 weeks. And I'm going to think about telling you should go get your hair done and try to do something with it? No way.
You'd be crazy.
Because I already knew
you'd be crazy.
We don't touch hair with this woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is the schooling that you need to know. Black women and hair, separate conversation, brother, that you would not understand. And seriously, that is no cliche. But I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, help you realize how lucky you are.
Wow. This has been.
And the lucky part is you don't have to think about it.
Can I ask you a question?
Right. Sam just wakes up, don't have to think about it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
You just wake up, you want to run your finger through, don't have to think about it.
Does Faith have multiple color, different color bonnets, or does she just have the one go-to? I mean, like, give me an inside look.
Well, she's got, like, you know, you got different ones.
Are they licensed? Like, she got a Chicago Cubs bonnet?
No, fool.
I'm just asking.
No, Cubs bonnet? That's not going to turn me on, fool. Cubs bonnet?
Bears?
That's
going to. You think Bears about bonnet?
What are you talking about?
This is a brilliant idea.
You don't come to. No,
I think I just stumbled upon a great idea. I didn't go in front of the Shark Tank with this.
They don't come to bed with sports bonnets on, fool. They come to bed with leopard print bonnets on, fool.
Leopard?
Yes.
Okay, let me
ask. A leopard print or a Chanel bonnet.
People are calling it
a Gucci bonnet.
Now let me ask you this: Do you do the deed with the bonnet on
all day long?
Oh, you do.
Because again, I'm telling you. See, y'all. You, when she's trying to win me over, John, right, she's going to come to bed with no bonnet on, with just the hair, and look all beautiful. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then afterwards,
yes.
Right, she's going to get back up,
yep.
Go to the bathroom, and she's trying to win you over,
yep.
Then, and then go put the bonnet on,
bonnet
right, then
after.
Come back to bed.
Yep.
But listen, once she's got you, there's no need to do that. If we're going to do this, you're going to do it with the bonnet on, because what she ain't doing is getting up out of the bed for your ass when she's already got you married to go put it on then. Don't need to come to the bed beautiful for you, you know, from the hair standpoint.
Yo.
I'm trying to give you Jane or whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
Don't need to do that because I've already married to you. You understand? There's no need to get up
after
for her.
The marriage. It's
so
bonnet.
That's the point.
It's bonnet or none. See, I think what we can do, you and I can get in this business together, and I need you as a partner because what does it look like for
this,
a white man, a licensed
man
bonnet?
This man wants to sell sports bonnets.
This is a.
It's not going to work for the
man. It is going to work.
No.
There's a huge market.
Brother, if you start thinking about your baseball team and the Bears, you ain't going to be able to perform.
But it's not always about having sex with the bonnet on, though. Sometimes you just have to wear.
You never heard the advice like you thought, you know, to slow down, right, to keep from doing, you know, where John goes, and it's over. You think about sports. You think about your baseball team. You never heard of that?
No.
Right. And so if it's a bonnet I'm looking at the entire time, forget the slowing down. It's going to stop. I'm going to lose the drive. What are you talking about?
Think about this. We could license this thing to colleges. We could license this thing to NBA teams. We could get play. Like imagine this. Anthony Miller bonnet. It's got 17 on the bonnet.
I don't want to be thinking
Miller.
About Anthony
just,
Miller.
No,
with
it's not.
Well, that's the point.
This is brilliant. And
no,
do you not want to be my partner?
Be
do you not want to be my partner,
brother?
Now?
No, it's a dumb idea. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Come up with something else. Yes, you're.
How many black women are there in America?
It's probably smart.
How many black women are there in America?
Again, do a Gucci or Louis Vuitton bonnet. Don't do a sports bonnet because again, it's got to be something where John, you can still do the do.
I gotta look
that
into
that. Talking about I get a number 17 Anthony Miller bonnet,
okay, look.
And then I'm supposed to be making love to my wife,
hold on.
And I see Anthony Miller's name on there.
So do you?
What are you talking
it's
about?
Just,
that's not
okay.
gonna help me.
Okay,
brother.
Hold on. Okay, do you agree that every black woman needs a bonnet or has a bonnet?
Most black women wear a bonnet to bed.
Okay,
That's
so,
a fact.
So we have a 100% chance of success because it's something that every black woman needs, right? Because every black woman gets their hair done, or most black women get their hair. And so there's a need for the bonnet.
Yes, you're on to that. I'm with you on the bonnet thing. You've stumbled upon something that happens every day with black women in bonnets.
You are focusing on one part of the time when a woman wears the bonnet, but there are so many other times that a woman wears a bonnet, and she may want to show her team pride. And so that Ja Morant bonnet.
No, dude. It's got to be useful. Like, you got to be able to use it. And if the woman's going to have the bonnet, she's got to be able to go to bed in it. Okay? And if her man or husband is going to want, you know, some kinky time or whatever, she's not going to want to go and put on another one. So again, John, you're making this harder than it is.
Well,
if you go get a sports bonnet and a man wants to roll over, don't want to have anything to do with his wife because she's got an Anthony Miller bonnet on, and that makes him think about the bad game Anthony Miller just had rather than romance with his wife, well, then that's not going to work.
Okay.
And then she's not getting what she wants. He's not getting what they want.
Tom Brady Buccaneers bonnet. This is brilliant. This is the best idea, and what I hate is that we've given this idea away for free. We have given this idea away totally for free. But I will say this: I'm going to look into this. I'm happy to bring you on as a partner, even after it blows up.
It's not going to sell.
But this has been a very educational part of the show, and perhaps the most important work we've ever done. Actually,
well, I'm going to educate you some more before you're done. So make sure you hit that next story button.
So this was actually a story that started about coronavirus, I think, somehow, and we've gotten on. I think
it was about Gannett.
Yeah, Gannett. About Gannett, and we have stumbled upon
Barnett.
I think the most important thing we've ever done.
Next story.
It's amazing how your brain works. I'm about to educate you some more because, according to the Washingtonian, the rodent problem is going to get worse, and it's going to get worse because of this. I'm talking about mice or rats. Let's hope you have none. Because they're about to go into panic mode because of COVID-19, if you didn't know. The Washingtonian spoke with a rodent expert, and here's what he says. The rats are going to go into panic mode and start running around the streets to look for food in unusual areas because their food at the restaurants is not there anymore, right, because the restaurants are closed. So don't be surprised, they write, if your usually rat-free neighborhood is suddenly swamped with little fuzzy creatures, as they put it, cavorting in broad daylight.
Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Imagine. This is terrible.
Because they have nowhere to go now that the restaurants are closed. They're usually hanging around those dumpsters that are out by the restaurant. Well, now they're going, you think you're going stir crazy in your house. These rats and mice are going stir crazy out in the roads. And so in New Orleans, where the French Quarter, they're writing about it. It's gone quiet. People say the rats out there are much more visible because they can't find anything. And so, again, watch out for this. In your area, in your neighborhood. Now, John lives in a small home, so he may have more.
This is scary. Right. I already saw a mouse last summer, and this was before the COVID-19 crisis. So this is very scary for me.
Mice are widely used in research labs. Science Magazine reported that labs are euthanizing thousands of them because of the coronavirus, okay? But again, they'll have an opportunity to get many more because there's so many more out right now in these streets. So expect that. But, yes, mice and rats, you're going to see more of them out in the roads, just out more because they're looking for food. Much like we're struggling during this thing, they're struggling even more because, John, they can't go out. Mm. There's no other options other than your restaurant or your dumpster other than to come into your home.
You better get it. You better invest in a cat.
So have a cat. Rat, mice traps.
Yeah,
you know, I know many of you all don't like those plastic sticky ones because then you've still got to deal with it, right? And a lot of y'all don't like the squeaky.
Do the poison.
The poison.
Yeah,
you're still going to end up with dead ones, but they're just going to be where you don't see them.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
But then you could have ants or bugs that go and attack that. Then
there's no right way
to your own.
All right, there's no right way to handle it. No easy way to handle it. I'd get a cat and I would personally do the poison. That would be me.
Protect yourself.
I've already gotten a call from Kevin O'Leary. You may know him as Mr. Wonderful. He just called me during your rat portion there, and he wanted to talk about getting involved with the sports bonnets and because here's the deal, women have to take care of their kitchens, and there's no better way to do that than by rooting on your favorite player, your favorite team. And we can take this thing as big as you want. We can scale it. I mean, somebody does tweet me, and I think it's BJ. BJ says, if you sell them for more than $5, you're not gonna be able to make it work. Well, I disagree. I disagree because I think the love of team is worth more than $5. Wouldn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm just thinking about a Pittsburgh Pirates.
The whole NFL franchise, just to get the Super Bowl, the real logo is going to cost, it's going to go over $5. Yeah. So the women ain't buying. He's dead on.
No, I think that.
Like, usually you can get like a pack of these for $5.
Yeah, but you can't.
But you can't get
licensed.
And it'd be knockoff like Chanel and Louis V.
Yeah, well, we can work with the. I mean, there are, again, we could take this. We could get like.
This fool wants to put bonnets with grown men's names on the back of them.
Yes.
Why do you want another man's name on your wife's bonnet while you're making love to her?
I'm not thinking about the last part. I mean, it's women don't just wear the bonnet when they're making love, right? That's just something they can do. That's the universal, you know.
The older you get, fool, the more the mental is important for both men and women. But okay. More specifically for men, we don't talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, look. Okay, I mean, we can work with
control,
different musicians.
Right? To be able to turn it up and down, you've got to be mentally strong.
Okay.
And the thing, again, I don't need what's going to kill me and make me mentally weak is having an NFL player, his name across the back of my wife's head on the bonnet. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
that ain't going to work
this.
For me.
Think about this, though. Don't women wear women
no,
can
Gucci,
wear a bonnet.
Louis V, fine.
Women can wear a bonnet
Anthony
no
Miller,
longer just
no.
a bed. No longer do you just have to wear a bonnet to bed. You can wear a bonnet to a sporting event. You can wear a bonnet to show your team pride at the game.
That's a skull cap, fool.
You can get
not a bonnet.
No,
we
say
already
you
got
just
them.
Got your hair done and you don't want. Say it's raining outside, okay? And so you have to protect it. Do it, and you're on your way to the game. Or you're on your way to the Tennessee Titans game with a Titans bonnet. Ryan Tannehill.
Now you might rain cover for black women's hair at the game. Now you might be on to something.
Yes.
Bonnet different. Rain cover for black woman's hair at the game.
Well,
you may be able to sell a few of those.
We will work out the details
black
later.
Black woman don't want to get her hair wet. No, that is 100%.
When we come back, Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to him about the future of sports, the future of the NFL, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at ChotesHVAC.com for more information. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
Well, hey, Memphis, this is Bryce Bailey, owner of Stack's Pancake Kitchen. If you're taking extra precautions for hygiene and safety, we're here to help. We have dedicated parking spaces at both locations for curbside pickup and a tamper-proof steel to-go box for all the classics on our menu that you know and love. Also, we have a brand new menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner family platters. To place an order, just give us a call at 901-509-2367 in East Memphis or 901-800-1951 in Germantown or visit stackspancakes.com. Thanks and God bless during these difficult times.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details. And find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guest's appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hope I make it out of here.
He does it all for ESPN. You can catch him occasionally on Outside the Lines. You can catch him on First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio daily. He's on Twitter at Jason Fitz. He joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. Fitz, what's up, man? How you doing?
You know, just staying safe and trying to distance and waiting for a little bit of escapism and fun, but we may be waiting a while, gentlemen, so at least we're able to have a little bit of fun together.
I can tell, though, you have found the escapism, though, because you were tweeting last night. What was it, like a concert or something that was being put on?
Yeah. There was iHeart did a concert where all these acts were performing from their living room, like genuine living room concerts. So Elton John was hosting from his living room, and, like, Alicia Keys was just playing her living room piano while she was singing. And the Backstreet Boys did, like, they did a song where each of them was in a different location, and they merged it together on their videos from their iPhones. Like, it was quality stuff, man. I actually really enjoyed it.
Are we doing better with it, what you mentioned earlier, the fact that I think we know that we're going to be settled in here for a while? Are we dealing with it better, Fitzy, or are more of us, you know, chomping at the bit to get out and fight? Because over the weekend, you saw people out and about in the nice weather.
Yeah, and that's, you know, absolutely. We've seen a lot of people out and about, and that's the scary part of it, right? Like, how do you get what you need to get in life? Like, how do you do things like get groceries, but do it in the most responsible way? So I think right now everybody's everybody's starting to get a little stir crazy, and that's concerning for me, because you're right, we could be doing this for a while.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. Okay, a couple of matters that we need to address. The Raiders have brought in Marcus Mariota. Now, I think I would prefer no football to Marcus Mariota being the starter in Vegas. So I will just throw that out there right now. They brought him in, Fitz. I mean, I think, as you can tell by the contract, I really think pushed Derek Carr. My question to you is he going to Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr?
I don't think so, because I think we're not giving Derek Carr enough credit for how good he is. And, you know, that to me is the lost part of the Carr conversation. Is that, no, I'm not saying that Derek Carr is a top five quarterback, but we've seen Derek Carr perform at an incredibly high level. And there were points last year that he was performing at a very high level. And I would challenge anybody that really wants to throw Derek Carr under the bus to name his wide receivers last year. I mean, they're just, it was difficult. So, you know, I still think that they're in a how good can Carr be mode. And so what they did is they gave themselves an option, and Mariota was somebody that they could come in, they can take a look at. And if he manages to Tannehill him, then his contract will, with incentives, become a good starter's contract. But otherwise, he becomes another good human being in the quarterback room. And I can't stress that enough. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback that, after he lost his job to Ryan Tannehill, instead of sulking like so many quarterbacks do, he went to the team and said, hey, let me run the scout team, before they took on the Ravens. Why? Because he's the consummate teammate. So you're telling me they can add the consummate teammate, and if he pushes Derek Carr, that's great. That's an added bonus. But other than that, he's just another solid human being, and I think that matters to the organization a lot going into Vegas, particularly understanding the lifestyle.
You know, I had big plans, Fitz. I had big plans, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. You know, getting out to Vegas to watch the Raiders play football in their first season. It was something that I was really looking forward to. I think as human beings, we do better when we have things to look forward to. It's tough for us when we don't. Now that seems to very much be in jeopardy. I am not in the camp. And maybe I'm lagging. Maybe I should be in the camp. But I do not think we're going to have a season without NFL football. I think we're going to find a way, either through technological advances, scientific advances, or honestly just sheer stubbornness, I think we're going to have football. I don't think we are going to be able to attend these games. Where are you on the prospect of football, no football? We all know the sort of financial implications, the guidelines for social distancing and the other measures just got extended an entire month. Where is Jason Fitz on the prospect of whether or not we will have football, you know, in 6-7 months?
You know, I think we'll have it, and part of it is because you mentioned stubbornness. Haven't we seen that? I mean, Roger Goodell's already come in and said, no, we're going to do things the way we do it. We're going to start free agency no matter what. We're going to have the NFL draft no matter what. You know, they'll find a way to have these games because the TV money is a huge part of what keeps these teams so profitable. So, you know, now does that mean that we'll have, you know, a game at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas? I don't know. You know, or will they, you know, will they find a facility that's, that allows them to play in a protected way? You know, ultimately, I would be stunned to see the NFL lose the money, and that's what you'd be talking about. I just don't see a way that that happens.
Why have so many Raider fans soured on Carr? Who is it really? Is it the injury? You know, going into the playoffs, is it that year and something changed with him? I mean, my own, you know, my co-host at one time, you know, would argue to the death on Carr. Soured, is it? Does it all go back to that injury?
I think since the injury, he's played differently. He's been more cautious. But the other part of it is, people constantly want more out of their quarterback unless their quarterback's named Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, I think ultimately, you know, everybody thinks that their team should have a supermodel quarterback, and there's only a few supermodels out there. And frankly, most teams don't get a supermodel. Most teams just get, you know, a good life mate, you know, and as much as everybody wants to date a supermodel, it's just not always in the cards. So I think what happens is you're looking at Patrick Mahomes and you're saying, well, I want a Patrick Mahomes. Or you're looking at Russell Wilson and you're saying, I want a Russell Wilson, you know, and there's only a handful of guys like that. The rest of the quarterbacks, if there are 5 or 6 great quarterbacks in the NFL, that means that there's probably a dozen pretty good quarterbacks, and fans of teams that have a pretty good quarterback run out of patience quickly because they want their pretty good quarterback to become great. The problem is, all right, so then what? You're going to dip back into the pool and take the chance that you end up with, you know, remember Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota were supposed to be saviors of franchises. And now they're both likely backup quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, and that's just the way Cam Newton was an MVP. And now does he have a job? We're not sure. So the life cycle on quarterbacks changes quickly if your guy isn't playing like he's the next Patrick Mahomes.
The question is one of those two guys the answer, right, for the Raiders? Or would you be better suited to use those two picks, package them up, and maybe take a young guy?
I love the Raiders talk. I love it.
The fact that they're 20 in the power rankings, the Bears are 19, is a little, you know, I think it's more slap in the face of the Bears, quite frankly. But, no, it makes the Raiders relevant. Which one's the better path, Fitzy?
I think right now, when you have as many holes as the Raiders have had, you keep building your roster. And that's what, to me, that's what the 49ers did in a smart way. Do we really know if Jimmy G's great? No. But we know that the rest of that roster stinking is. And if I'm any NFL team right now, I'm looking at it saying, all right, I am going to do whatever it takes to build such a good roster around me that I don't need my quarterback to win games for me. I can win games with the roster. And then if I get a good quarterback, it'll take us to the next level. And that, to me, is a smarter approach, because otherwise you're just constantly rolling the dice on one guy. And you know, how is that played? Like, I would make the argument that Deshaun Watson is one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. Has that gotten the Texans where they want to be? You know, no. And they've actually had a good roster, too. So, you know, I think the method is to build the most complete team that you can build.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. Fitz, there is nothing I hate doing, I'll be honest with you, than speculating about whether or not something will happen. But, like, that's the world we live in now, right? Like, I mean, are we going to have basketball? Are we going to have football? And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Memphis in May and Music Fest is a huge deal here in Memphis, as you know. And usually it happens in May. And I think because of what's happening happen in the world that they just determined, and rightly so, that that would just be impossible to pull off and not even safe. So they've postponed Music Fest to October. They say the show must go on. But this is even different, right, than a basketball game or a football game, because, I mean, you have people coming from all out of town, and they are really, really, really close together there on Tom Lee. Do you think that will end up going off, you know, as planned? Can you have a music festival in October at this point?
You know, I that's tough for me because, you know, I've even read some analysis on college football talking about the fact that there are concerns that the summer will kill off essentially, you know, COVID-19, but that doesn't mean that in the fall it won't come back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, like, I it's hard for me to project that far out.
Yeah.
With October to know what things are going to look like. And, you know, the other side of it is for music acts everywhere, at some point they're trying to keep this stuff on the books because they're trying to make sure that everybody still gets paid. You know, I mean, that's a big part of how guys make their livelihood. So
right.
You start looking at it and saying risk versus reward. I think right now what everybody's doing is they're postponing to the fall because it postpones cancellation more than it postpones the event.
Right.
It postpones having to tell the world you're not doing the event.
Right.
But I'd be more surprised than not if things actually go off.
You know, as someone who worked in this industry, I mean, I think the industries that have been hit hardest, and there have certainly been a lot of them, but the industries that have been hit hardest by this are obviously the restaurant industry, and I think the gig industry, you know, the entertainment industry. I'm assuming, like, Post Malone has canceled his tour. I believe Halsey's touring. I'm assuming she's going to cancel the tour. But, I mean, these are absolutely – these are artists' business. And so how do you reconcile that? How do you get around that as an artist when, you know, this is such a huge deal for you financially that, you know, for the health and in the best interest of your fans, like, you can't go on and do?
Yeah, that it's tough. And a bunch of my friends that work in country music will tell you it's, you know, it's tough enough for the guy that has to make the decision. You know, Chris Young is a friend, and Chris had to cancel, you know, a bunch of shows for now. And, you know, that's really difficult to do. Part of the reason that's difficult to do is that, you know, when you are an artist at that level, you're the CEO of a company. So what happens is, you know, if you're the guitar player for Post Malone or you're the keyboard player for Post Malone, you know, whereas Post Malone's made millions of dollars and people see him cancel a tour and they roll their eyes, his tour manager's probably making 50 or 60 a year, doesn't have benefits and doesn't have a retirement plan. Mm. So, you know, his keyboard player is, that was his gig for the year. So now what you see, and that's why, you know, I've said this a few times, there's a Facebook group now in Nashville of prominent musicians that were going to be in huge arenas and amphitheaters all year that now are just looking for odd jobs around Nashville. So if there's any hourly labor anywhere, they're looking for it, you know, and that's where people have gotten to. Like, you have a drummer for a massive country music group, you know, trying to find 12 or 13 bucks an hour to, you know, to do bricklaying for somebody's new porch. I mean, that's like what the community has come to. So it's absolutely, you know, I've got one of my closest friends that has worked on cruise ships for years, and he just found out his gig's gone, you know. So for a lot of people like that, it's just, not only is it difficult, but for you know, how do you get the money back? You know, you don't. So whatever happens now, you're just sort of swimming, and it's a terrible feeling for a lot of the Nashville community.
Fitzy, you think these players in the NBA, 16 teams worth in the playoffs, do you think you can get them to agree to sort of play in a bubble, to play in sort of a quarantine where, look, no, you can't leave, because if you do, maybe you come back, then it spreads, then LeBron gets it, and then who knows what happens. But if you play it in a little bubble, like Windhorse has suggested, like China wants to do, right, where you know all these guys are healthy, do you think you could get 16 teams worth of players to agree to all stay in one place and do it in one or two centralized locations?
I wish I could say yes to that. I think the concern for players, though, is that even if they agree to that, they still have to, like, how do you assure that all of them are actually healthy? And that's the hardest part in it. Like, we can say test everybody, but remember, as I keep reminding people, you can have a false negative in this test.
Absolutely.
Like, you can test negative for it and still have the virus. So, you know, if you're asking players to come together, then, you know, you're asking them to trust a bunch of tests that may be right, may not be right, and then what? And then how and then where? So, you know, I think it's much more difficult, you know, and if you're talking to a bunch of people and you're saying, hey, I want you to come together and come to work, and we promise we're doing our best to keep you safe, and you're going to be in this one house, I mean, it could be convincing for us because we want it. But if you were the player, would you want to put yourself at that risk? Would you want to ultimately at some point possibly put your family at that risk? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the players, rightfully so, are coming back and saying, I understand everybody wants to be entertained. I want to be as healthy as everybody else.
Yeah.
So until they can find a way to guarantee that, I wouldn't do it.
There's that question of trust. There's that question of trust too, just within teammates, right? With Gobert and with Donovan Mitchell. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you trust that your guy's not going outside the court? You know what I mean? I mean, there's that part of it too, and how that could affect things. Then if LeBron came, God forbid, Jason, if LeBron came down with it, the Lakers didn't start with him sick, but they finished with him. Do you still play that out? You know what I mean? There's so much to try to control. It almost feels uncontrollable.
Absolutely, and that's the hardest part of it. But again, I mean, safety has to come first, above and beyond.
Absolutely, I'm with you.
Any of us want, you know, that's the hardest part.
But don't you think?
I don't see how you do it,
LeBron, because LeBron has LeBron's millions and his riches. He is going to say, "Well, I don't." But what about the other players, right? The other players not named LeBron James who are depending on the income. We have to put health first. But don't you think, too, Fitz, there could be a real push from everybody in the league not named LeBron James to finish this thing out because of the implications financially?
Yeah, I think so, but it's not like the NFL. If you were talking about the NFL, you know, 60% of the players in the NFL are playing for minimum. So, you know, absolutely, you could probably get enough of a collective bargaining agreement vote to make things happen without the richest of the rich. Mm-hmm. The NBA rosters are so small, and so many of the guys do have an elevated income. I don't know that you'd have enough support, you know, to come in. Yeah, there are going to be some younger guys, there's some, you know, older guys that are looking for their last shot, some guys that are really desperate for that money. But are there enough of them to be that draw? I don't know, because of the roster size. I don't know if they can control it that much.
What's been for you, Fitz, and you're grinding through this, we're all grinding through this. What's been for you the most difficult part? I mean, it's a really hard time because you're not just worried about staying healthy. You're worried about, you know, what's going to be the impact economically, financially. I mean, obviously in our professional lives, which we're very grateful and lucky to have, it's not exactly the easiest thing in the world, right? Nothing really. There's no sports radio host manual for a pandemic. What's been the most difficult part of, you know, the last few weeks for you?
I think the most difficult part is, truthfully, is finding great information from people that you trust. Like, because it's so easy for all of us to get spun up because it is such a negative time. So trying to actually control the information flow to make sure that, like, you're getting good information and people reacting to good information. So much right now is social media and people sort of spouting off with things that just, you know, may or may not be true. And, like, trying to live in the moment and figure out exactly what every day means is a challenge in and of itself. And that's the hardest part, is trying to find like great information so we actually know what we can believe right now. And that's difficult to do. And what we're all looking for is some level of realistic answers so we can know what to start to expect. And that's just, it's impossible to do when you're talking about a global pandemic that none of us have ever lived through. So, you know, it's a day-to-day thing. And so trying to keep some level of feeling normal day-to-day is a challenge for all of us.
Yep. Hey, Fitz, man.
Thanks for doing
safe.
This, brother.
We appreciate the time every single week, man.
Love you all. Be safe. Have a great week, Memphis.
You too. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday. So appreciative that he does. Continue to keep up the good fight, folks. Fitzy's doing it. We're doing it. We're finding a way through. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Frontier Western Store is proud to announce their t-shirt sale is back. All regularly priced novelty t-shirts are buy one, get a second one half price. Tons of new prints by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, and Puppy Love, as well as men's tees by Live Oak and Haybo are included. Frontier's women's boutique is loaded with new styles and colors and current trends of tops, tunics, and dresses. And most are just $14.99. Available small to 3X. While you're there, be sure to check out Frontier's world-famous boot showroom. Shop thousands of boots year-round that are in stock, ready to try on and take home. Shop at a local store with excellent local service. With their extensive selection of dress and work boots, you are certain to find your next favorite pair. Frontier receives new styles and restocks daily from all the largest bootmakers. Dan Post, Durango, Rocky, Ariat, and many more. Available in men's, women's, or children's, outfit the entire family. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
An impossible deal just became possible. At Burger King, now you can get two Impossible Whopper sandwiches for only $6 as part of the 2 for $6 deal. Mix and match between the Impossible Whopper, the Classic Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich, and get two for only $6. The Impossible Whopper, with a flame grill patty made from plants, now part of the 2 for $6 deal. Burger King, your way, way better. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu.
Stop waiting and start off-road living in a Can-Am today. The Spring Fever event is now on at Olive Branch Motorsports. Take on every task, trail, and terrain in a Can-Am off-road vehicle that will easily handle anything that comes your way. And for a limited time, get up to $2,500 off on select 2019 models, making it easier than ever to go out and play. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com.
Your Memphis Tigers football program completed the greatest season in program history with 12 wins, a conference championship, and a berth in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. Season tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now and start at just $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone or $150 for end zone seating. Get your season tickets by May 15th and receive a free gift, concessions deals, exclusive access to regular season and postseason tickets, and more. Get your season tickets today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Memphis Tigers football.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.